in this kingdom, the treasures of the kingdom are accessible by the key of knowledge.
Vision is a necessity for human survival. You are a deliberate creature of a God in heaven, and you were sent from the realm of eternity into the earth realm in order to fulfill a divine purpose. You are here on a mission.
Jesus died, resurrected to restore us back to the glory realm. Christianity is a call unto the glory life. Christianity is a call unto a life of glory and dominion. You have to be transformed into that version of you that is needed to fulfill your destiny. Through the process of spiritual metamorphosis, mental metamorphosis, the assignment is at the mercy of your personal growth and transformation.
We acknowledge your presence in our midst. Thank you for your word. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for the anointing of the Spirit. Thank you for revelation, wisdom, understanding. Thank you for transformation. Thank you for encounters by your word, by your Spirit. Encounters in your presence. Thank you, Father, for transportation, taking us from glory to glory, strength to strength, victory to victory, one level of success to another. Thank you for renewing our strength like that of the eagles. Thank you for impartations of your Spirit. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Welcome to day what? Day 11. We just have barely 3 days to go. Let me tell you, neighbor, do you know we just have 3 days to go? Oh, wow. This is day 11 of our 14 days mid-year mega harvest fasting and prayer. It has been such an awesome experience, awesome encounters in God's presence. It's been for us from glory to glory. It's getting sweeter, it's getting hotter. Glory to God. I say glory to God. We started looking at an all-important subject, all-important teaching series, Encounters with the Lord of the Harvest. Encounters with the Lord of the Harvest. This will be part 3, right? The necessity. How important encounters are to our Christian faith. Encounters with the Lord of the Harvest. Luke 10 verse 2. Jesus said, "The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye the Lord of the Harvest." Pray ye, therefore, the Lord of the Harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. So he is the Lord of the Harvest. We are his laborers. We are his kingdom laborers. We partner with him to reap the supernatural harvest into the kingdom. Whether it is harvest of souls, whether it is harvest of supernatural signs and wonders, the miraculous, whether it is harvest of finances, that's financial harvest, whether it is harvest of favors, whether it is harvest of supernatural open doors, breakthroughs, testimonies, all manner of harvest, showers of blessings. We reap the harvest in partnership with the Holy Spirit, who is the Lord of the harvest. Praise God. He's the Lord of the harvest. Very important. You cannot be an effective kingdom ambassador if you are not acquainted with him. You are not acquainted with the Lord of the harvest himself. Praise God. God is very real. God is very real. God does not just exist in theory. He is very real. And He wants you to know Him in reality. And it is through encounters that you get to know God in reality. Am I communicating? Your faith will always be weak and feeble if you don't get to know God in reality through encounters. Am I communicating? Maliko bura palataya. Imbrakatizo vratila bakindo fratatani. Jelekunde ke palatiza branta kapatai. Encounters, they furnish convictions. Can you still remember that definition of encounter we gave? Is that an encounter is what? A striking supernatural experience or event. That crystallizes and concretizes conviction concerning the reality of something or someone. Are you listening? Encounters create convictions. Encounters create persuasions. You become fully persuaded about God and His word through encounters. Am I communicating? God ceases to just be a theoretical, an abstract theoretical concept when you encounter Him in His word and through the person of the Holy Spirit. When you get to encounter God, I'm telling you, God will cease to just be an abstract theoretical concept. Because to so many people, including Christians, God is like one abstract theoretical concept. They don't know Him in reality. That's why when they go through the challenges of life, they chicken out in defeat. They easily compromise. They easily get defeated. You see, when you encounter God, I'm telling you, your conviction become rock solid. You become fully persuaded about the reality of His existence and personality. So that nobody can talk you out of it, including me that I'm preaching to you. Nobody can talk you out of it. It becomes too late. Yesterday I said, even if all the greatest men of God do a conference call, dead and alive, they do a conference call, they tell you that God is a scam, that those things we preach to you is a lie, it will still not shake you. It will not affect you. When you have come to know this God for yourself, you need to know God for yourself. You must have a personal revelation of God, not just general, not just the one they told you in Sunday school, not just the one you learned. You see, there is a difference between knowing about God and knowing God in reality. The Bible said, the people that do know their God, Daniel 11:32, the people that do know their God experientially, am I communicating? Not those that know about their God, not those that they were told about their God. You know, if all you know is about God, or what you were told alone, minus encounters, I'm telling you, doubt will set in. Doubt will set in. Your faith will be feeble. Okay, look at what Job said. Give me Job 42 verse 5. We've been reading that scripture. Job said, I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes see thee. There's a big difference between the two. I have heard of thee. That one a reported speech. But now my eyes see the personal revelation through encounters. Are you getting this? You can doubt what you heard, but you cannot doubt what you saw. Are you listening? Okay, let's imagine. How many of you were around on Sunday for Avalanche of Glory service? Let me see your hand. You are around. Okay, beautiful. Imagine if somebody told you that I was not in that service. And the person wants to argue with you that Papa was not in that service. You say, he was in the service. I saw him with my koro eyes. Now, but imagine if you were not in the service. Maybe you were outside. You were listening outside from outside. You were only hearing my voice. And then somebody later came and said, Papa was not in that service. Maybe it was his tape they played. One of the tape messages they just played. Now, if you were outside and you never saw me, you begin to doubt, come on. Was Papa actually around? Because I was only hearing his voice. So it creates room. There may be room for doubt. Now, there is a possibility that person that is insisting may win the argument and convince you that I was not around in that service. He may just argue that media just played one of my former messages that many people did not know. Maybe January message, because I talked about the supernatural harvest. But because you did not see me, you may agree with him. He may convince you otherwise. He can talk you out of it. But if you were in the service, you were in this hall and saw me, it's too late. He was there. I saw him. Listen, the man with an encounter is not at the mercy with the man with an argument. So all this debate, argument, you know, this generation, so much knowledge everywhere. So much knowledge. So much, we live in a generation that so many people pride themselves in the abundance of revelation and rhema that they know about God. But how many know God in reality, experientially? How many of them know God intimately through encounters in His Word and through the person of the Holy Spirit? How many? Very few. So, because we have so much Rema generation, you see, we have this Rema generation that knows so much about God, but many don't know Him through encounters. They don't have personal, intimate, deep acquaintance with Him. So you see plenty debate, argument upon argument. This one will carry Hebrew, Greek, that one will carry Septuagint, Dead Sea Scroll. All manner of things, argument. People that have come to know God through encounters, they don't argue. They produce exploits, supernatural results. Their results speaks for them. They don't have time for argument. The man with an encounter with God is not at the mercy of the one with an argument. Knowledge can puff people up. Are you getting me? But when you encounter God, you become humble. Humility is a product of encounter, among other things. When you get to meet Jesus, whether it is encountering Him in His Word or through the person of the Holy Spirit, I'm telling you, you will become humble. It is all those that have multiplicity of knowledge, about God that they... bankrupt of encounter, bereft of encounter. These are the ones that are proud. They know so much, and they are so proud that they know so much about God, but they don't know Him. You can't do Christianity based on reported speech about God. You need to know Him for yourself. Are you getting me? All throughout scriptures, all the names of God you read in the Old Testament is as a result of encounters. Those patriarchs, they encountered God. They saw a unique dimension of Him. And then His name is revealed. That name, Jehovah Jireh, for instance. When Abraham wanted to sacrifice Isaac in obedience to God, the angel of the Lord says, stop. He said, now I know you fear me. He said, lift up your eyes, look
And by the side, there is a ram caught by the ticket. Ram caught in the ticket. He said, sacrifice the ram instead of him. Instead of Isaac. And then, the Bible said, Abraham saw a dimension of God there on that Mount Moriah. And he said, Jehovah Jireh, on the mountain it shall be seen. Supernatural supply. The provider. He got to know Jehovah Jireh, God, as the provider. Following that encounter. Are you getting me? Moses got to know him as Jehovah. He said Abraham, Isaac and Jacob knew the dimension of God Almighty. We saw that in Exodus 6 verse 3. God revealed himself to them as El Shaddai. God Almighty means El Shaddai. El Shaddai means the all-breasted one. It's like the picture of a mother with so many breasts to feed all her children. All the needs of a newborn baby is met from the mother's breast milk. True or false? That's the picture of El Shaddai. It's your supply system. If you know God as your El Shaddai, if you know God, if you've encountered him, you've come to know him as your Jehovah Jireh, as your El Shaddai, you will stop worrying and being anxious about what to eat, what to drink, what to wear, money for house rent, money for children's school fees, no food in the house, food as fear, all those things, those fears will die, worry will die. I told you, the reason why we are so full of fear, the reason for doubt and all of that is because we've not yet known God by true encounters. If you know him as your Jehovah Jireh, every fear of lack will die. When you know him as your El Shaddai, every fear of poverty, scarcity, all of that will die. Encounters create conviction and persuasions, causes your faith to come alive. Moses knew him as Jehovah through encounters. When they fought the Amalekite in Exodus 17, Joshua was fighting the Amalekite in the valley. Moses, Aaron and all were on the mountain. Moses lifted up his hand with his rod in exercise of priesthood. And they won that battle. And then after that, they saw a unique dimension of God. They call him Jehovah Nissi. Jehovah Nissi. The God that gives victory. It's our banner. Are you getting me? So many. Jehovah Rohi, the Lord my shepherd. David knew him. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Jehovah Rohi. Are you getting me? He is Jehovah Shekinu. That's another dimension of him. El Gibor. El Elyon. These are all names of God that reveals a unique dimension of him to us. And these men got to know him through encounters. They will even build altars in memorial. Am I communicating? Porabakasaya. Embres koteliga barakatoska balakido fratila. Ajila puntekeba. I heard the story of how this is like recitation of Psalm 23. They were doing in church. Someone came up and brilliantly recited the whole of Psalm 23. Oh, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pasture. He leads me beside the still water. He restored my soul. He leads me in path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Wow! Mesmerized the whole audience, the congregation. They were just clapping, clapping, clapping. They stood up, stupefied, amazed. Then an elderly man came up and did his own recitation. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He had not gone halfway. The power of God came upon the congregation. He was just reciting Psalm 23. People were crying. People were weeping. The presence of God was so strong. People came. They started having... The people started having encounters with God. Manifestations of the Spirit, demonstration of the Spirit and power. Before this man got to the last verse, which is verse 5, the whole church was upside down. Somebody then asked him, what was the difference between your recitation and the earlier one? He said, they knew the psalm. They knew how to quote and recite it. He said, me, I know the shepherd. I have a personal revelation and personal relationship with him. I know the shepherd. Are you seeing this? Encounters. The reason why our preaching is dry is because we've not come to know the person that we are preaching about. You see, it's one thing to know about God. It's another thing to know him personally, intimately. Are you listening? Like I say, you get to know God through encounters with him. God reveals himself to us dimensionally and progressively. The revelation of God is dimensionally and progressively through encounters, diverse encounters. Any great man of God you know today, any great believer doing exploit for God, they are products of divine encounters. Am I communicating? They are products of divine encounters. And we started looking at there are two kinds of divine encounters of the God kind. The first one I gave you yesterday was what? Word encounters. That's encounters in the Word of God. Encounters in the Word of God. We say God and his Word are one and the same. John 1 verse 1, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Go beyond seeing the Word of God as principles of, though the Word of God contains promises of God, principles of God, prophecies. The Word of God contains his processes, his patterns of operation. The Word of God contains all those things. But the highest revelation of God's Word is that the Word of God is a revelation of the person of God. Listen, your attitude towards God's Word reveals your attitude towards God himself. Your attitude towards God's Word reveals your attitude towards Jesus himself. That's if Jesus were to appear to you physically, the same way you will behave, you are behaving towards his word, is the same way you will behave towards him. Because God and his word are one and the same. We say this is the primary form of encounter, type of encounter. Encounters in the word of God. What does that mean? Let me explain. Listen. As you are studying, reading, studying, meditating on this word, the Holy Ghost quickens the word. Am I communicating? The Holy Spirit, by his power, quickens the word, causes it to come alive. And then suddenly you receive light. Am I communicating? You receive light, the light of revelation. And something striking hit you. Have you been there? Something striking from the word, powered by the Holy Ghost. It may be in form of a revelation. It's not general. It's personal. It hits you. You know it when you receive that rhema. Am I communicating? That's word encounters. It causes the word to come alive to your spirit. From the pages of scripture, you see something. You see what God is saying. Aha, are you getting me? It's as if suddenly heaven turned floodlight. You know this floodlight? As if the floodlight of heaven, the eyes of your spirit is flooded with light. And then suddenly it comes alive. Striking revelation. Something hits you. It's so real. That scripture comes alive, very real to you. That's an encounter in the word. It creates conviction and full persuasion. Are you listening? Remember, the Holy Spirit is the author of the word, is the real author. No scripture is of any private interpretation. Holy men spoke as they were moved by the Spirit. So they were not writing their own idea. They came under a divine influence. They were writing. If I hold it, okay, now look at as you are writing, is it your pen that is writing or you? Talk to me. So, just the same way you use your pen to write, the Holy Spirit used human vessels. The people we call the authors of the Bible, Moses, David, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Apostle Paul, the Holy Spirit only used them as pen like this to write down his mind. The word of God is a revelation of the mind of God, the will of God. The word of God is the will of God in print. The word of God is the wisdom of God in print. Are you listening? Holy men speak as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. And it will take the Holy Spirit to make that word to come alive, to reveal it to you in a striking way. Am I communicating? I've had this kind of encounters plenty times, encounters in the word. This is what gives faith to, I'm telling you, when is a faith coming by hearing? So it's not just a multiplicity of scripture you quote, you cram. It's beyond that. It's not a mental activity. It's a spiritual something. Faith is of the spirit. Are you listening? Faith coming by hearing. Romans 10:17. That. And hearing by the word of God. The word there is rhema. And how do you receive rhema? It's by divine encounter. It's as simple as that. It's the Holy Spirit. Are you getting me? It broods upon the whole logos, the word, and quickens that particular one you need, that specific word. It becomes personal to you. In a striking way, it hits you. Word encounters. This was how Bishop Oyedepo walked out of poverty. How did he receive the revelation of kingdom financial prosperity? It was through word encounters. He didn't see any alpha flashes or any angel or Jesus appear to him. It was an encounter in the Word. He said he went on a 3-day fasting and prayer exercise in an hotel. And then he said, God, show me the secret behind kingdom financial prosperity. Carried Bible, carried Gloria Copeland's book. God's will for you is prosperity. Carried Kenneth Copeland's book, Laws of Prosperity. He started with Kenneth Copeland, Laws of Prosperity. He kept it. He carried this one. Gloria Copeland's book, God's will is prosperity. And as he was reading the book, Deuteronomy 8:18, that was where the rhema came from. He said, thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. With his Bible by his side, he said that he may establish his covenant, which he swear unto your fathers, as it is this day. He said, wow, suddenly light came from that scripture and struck him. He said he saw it. Nobody argues with what he sees. No, with this physical. He saw it with the eyes of his spirit. He received that rhema from there. That was an encounter in the Word of God. The Holy Ghost made that thing to come alive in a striking way. And then he said, you know, when you see something from scriptures, revelation is accompanied by joy. It's accompanied with joy. He was so full of joy. He said, I scream like a baby. I turn like a raccoon. And then I shouted, yay, I can never be poor. Out of excitement, following that word encounter. He said, that day he entered into wealth. He walked out of poverty. Even though physically nothing had changed yet. Encounters. You can't talk him out of it. He saw it. You may doubt what you hear, but you cannot doubt what you saw. We cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. We didn't just hear it, we saw it. We were eyewitnesses of his majesty. Am I communicating? We cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. To be an effective witness, you need encounters. You know, Christians, they preach, even the person you are preaching to self, he is even looking at you. Do you even know what you are preaching about? The thing is so dry, as if they forced you to go and do the evangelism. But when you preach out of encounter, there is a big difference. There's a big difference because you know the person that you are talking about personally. There's a difference. You become an effective witness. I started casting out devils like water following one encounter in the Word of God. I've told you before. I was meditating. You see, learn to meditate until you see. That the reality of that revelation, until it downs on you, learn to meditate on scripture until you see. This book of the law shall not, Joshua 1 verse 8, shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to see. Observe to see so that you can do. You observe. Observation has to do with what? Sight. You have to see something before you now do, and then make your way prosperous and then have good success. In Genesis 24:63, the Bible says Isaac went to meditate in the field. And when he lifted up his eyes, he saw the camels coming. Are you listening? The camels were coming with his wife, Rebecca. He went to meditate in the field. He lifted up his eyes. He saw. Do you see when you meditate? Do you see revelation? Do you encounter revelation? Do you find anything? Or it's just one mental exercise? No. The essence of meditation, I've taught you before, there are stages of meditation. There is visualization phase. Am I communicating? You have to see what the word is saying. You have to see. I heard the story of Joel Austin's father, John Austin. That man had a supernatural ministry. He laid the foundation, paid the price for so many things that Joel Austin is enjoying today. Am I communicating? John Austin, how did John Austin, that Joel Austin's father, how did he break into the supernatural miracle ministry? It was by meditating, prayer. He was praying and fasting and meditating on the scriptures. He so meditated on it, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And then he said at the point, as he was meditating on the miracle ministry of Jesus, instead of seeing Jesus, a man with a long hair in the Sea of Galilee, from the city of Galilee, right? Nazareth. He grew up in Nazareth. Instead of seeing that man, Jewish man, he started seeing himself. Instead of seeing Jesus multiplying those bread and five loaves of bread, two small fishes, he started seeing himself. Instead of seeing Jesus performing those miracles, the picture changed from Jesus to him. Instead of seeing Jesus walking on water, he started seeing himself walking on water. And that was how he broke into the supernatural. Learn to meditate until you see the word in reality. Until you see yourself a present tense actor of the word. Until you see pictures, until you receive visions of the word. Are you listening? This is what creates conviction and persuasions. Go beyond just reading. Stop speed reading the Bible. It's not newspaper. Are you getting me? Ayagabarakuske Fridi Kilabakonde. Okay, give me Proverbs 4 verse 20. Watch this. Proverbs 4 verse 20. Meditate until you find something. Study the word until you find something. Stop celebrating the vastness of your knowledge of the word. Start celebrating your findings in the word. Those things you have found through encounters in the world. That's what is worth celebrating. You see, all these eureka moments, they come when you find something. It's accompanied with joy. It's a divine discovery. Am I communicating? And you find by revelation. I'll never forget the story of Paul Yonggi Cho. Said there was this woman that was sick, came to him for counseling. He said, healing scriptures. 1 Peter 2 verse 23, by his stripes, ye, verse 24, by his stripes, you. He said, any scripture he quote before the woman, in fact, she knows all of them, but it was just in her head. So almost any healing scripture he brings up, she will complete the rest for him. Bring this one. She did that. He then looked at her and then he then got deep. He knew the problem. She only knew those things in her head. It has not become a personal revelation. She has not received Rema. And that's why she has not received her healing. Are you listening? Don't just celebrate how many scripture you can quote or the vastness of your knowledge of scriptures. Start celebrating those things you have found by revelation. As you study and meditate on the word, what are your findings? What have you discovered? What have you encountered in the word? Are you getting me? This is what transforms people. This is what changes. It will change the trajectory of your Christianity totally. My son, attend to my words, incline your ears to my sayings. Next verse 21. It says, let them not depart from thy eyes, keep them in the midst of thy heart. 22. This is where I'm going. For they are life to death, to their life to those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Ayah. He said they are life to those that find them. Ayah. Not just to everybody that read them. Did you notice? He didn't say they are life to those that read them. Did he say they are life to those that study them? It's good to read, it's good to study. But he said they are life to those that find them. So the reading, the study, the meditation is not an end in itself. It's a means to an end so that you can find. So you approach the world like a hunter. Are you getting me? Like somebody doing this ultimate search. Not Gulda ultimate search. Oh. Revelation ultimate search. You are like a researcher. You are like an archaeologist. You are a hunter. You are on the lookout. You are searching for something to find. Are you getting me? Pale kobora palataya. They are life to those that find them. I love the Hebrew word translated find. It's the Hebrew word matzah. Matzah means, listen, that word find, matzah in Hebrew. Should I tell you the meaning? Number one, it means to meet. McQueen, come. Be coming like this. Be coming this way. And me, I'm coming this way. And then I just meet you. That's the meaning. Matzah also means to encounter it. Are you getting me? To encounter something. To meet something. To discover something. Are you getting me? He's talking of encounters in the world. Maliko Barakataya. This is how you unlock the power, the life inside, so it can now give health to your body, your flesh. Do you know this word can heal your body? Is that not what Kenneth Hagin found? How was he raised up from his deathbed? How did Kenneth Hagin receive his healing? The Bible says he was reading his grandmother's Methodist. I said the Bible says. Kenneth Hagin said, thank you, go and sit down. Kenneth Hagin said he was reading his grandmother's Methodist Bible. He stumbled across Mark 11:23, and then light from heaven, Manda Kabaya, he received Rema. He had a word encounter that made that scripture to come alive. And then suddenly faith came alive. And then he got up from that deathbed. He was healed. Listen, he was totally healed following an encounter in the Word of God with the Word of Life. He sent forth his word. His word healed them. Are you listening? The power in the word, this is how to assess it. He was healed of an incurable blood disease. He was healed of paralysis. He was bedridden for years. Am I communicating? Doctors gave him how many years to die? They never believed that he will cross a certain age. He was healed of an incurable heart disease, probably a congenital heart disease. He used to turn blue, so it looks like a cyanotic heart disease. Am I communicating? Probably have a hole in the heart or something. Intraventricular septal defect. This septal defect. There are so many congenital heart disease. He was healed of all of them at the instance of an encounter in the word that gave him faith. He acted on the word and walked away from that bed. Everybody was surprised when they saw him outside. Encounter him in the word. Are you listening? Balatiza. This was how I entered into a realm of dominion over devils. Every fear about demons died that day. I told you I was a copper doing NYSE in Kebbi State in Zulu. Before then, I've been a preacher. Before then, I've been walking in the anointing. But there is this small fear when it comes to demons. It was that night, I will never forget. I was meditating on Luke 10 verse 1. Is it Luke 10:1? Matthew 10:1, Luke 9:1. Huh? And then I saw it. Give me Matthew 10:1. Let's start with Matthew 10:1. And when Jesus had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness, all manner of disease. And that word all stood all radiant. It's as if the word all stood up like this. And something was fired into me. Ah, I saw it all. I saw my authority over all. All means all. Are you getting me? Unclean spirits, cast them out. He gave them power against to heal all manner, HIV, cancer, leukemia, lymphoma, it doesn't matter. All. Then I saw it again, Luke 9:1. Give me Luke 9:1. Then he called his 12 disciples to, he gave them power and authority, both dunamis and exousia, both power and the permission, the right to use the power. Aligo Balatia. And then I saw that over all devils, Kai, this was the one that turned my head. All devils, it's as if the whole all stood out. All means without exemption. That means they are subject to me. I saw it. I used to know all this scripture before. It was just in my head. But that day, the thing moved from my head into my heart. I saw it. I got up from my reading chair. I was so intoxicated by this revelation that I came out of my room. It was in the night. Honestly, I was looking for the devil. I was looking for demons. I was not looking for only demons. I was looking for the devil himself. I was just moving from my house. I was just walking towards the road. I was just blasting in tongues. If I had seen the devil that night, I would tear him to pieces. Alido Barakata. I saw it. Alido Barakataya. I saw my dominion. From that day, every fear of demons died. Everything died. I tell you, encounters will kill fear. There are some scriptures that when you encounter, fear will die. Fear of lack, fear of poverty, fear of scarcity, fear of death. Accident? I don't even want to enter there. When I travel, I don't think accident. I don't think I'm robbers. It does not even cross my mind. How did I come to this point? It was through word encounters. I saw it. I saw it in the word of God. I've been in a car. When I was still working in Sabola and Mangu, there was this drama. You know all these people that you have to settle them, all those union people, the driver refused to settle them. So, see the drama at the risk of the life of everybody in the car. The union guy followed the driver and opened the door and forcefully entered. So, they were dragging steering with the driver. So, the car was going like this, like this, like this, like this. Cars were coming with full speed from the other end. We just be as if we hit them. The guy will go like this. This way again, trailer is coming. All the people in the car were saying their last prayer. Come and see confessions. A woman said, Father, forgive me all the sins, everything. I wish I had recorded. Wonderful. But do you know all this drama were taking place? My heart did not shift once. I don't know how to explain this thing. I knew it was impossible for that car to have accident. I don't think so. I know so. I don't know how to explain this thing. No, no fear at all. It's not normal. Because I have seen it in the world. I've had word encounters with long life. Will it satisfy me? No weapon formed against me shall prosper. See, sit with the word. Meditate on it until you see something. Until you find that truth. Until it becomes your reality. Until you encounter it. All the car was going like, and then anger in my spirit when I saw all the drama and chaos. I said, stop in the name of Jesus. And the car stopped. And then it was a breath of fresh air, everybody. Driver, you know, when I won't kill us, they started beating them. They started beating the two of them. See, my heart did not move one bit because there was something I knew others don't know. Keliko Barakataya. Are you listening? Sha-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Some of you are plagued with fear because you've not had encounters in the world yet concerning that area. Any area you are too afraid of, go and get scriptures. Sit with them. Meditate on them until you see, until you find, until the truth, until you encounter it. It says they are life to those that find them. And I say that word find means to meet. That's you encounter the word. Are you getting me? You discover by personal, by revelation, the word becomes personal to you. Some people will read Psalm 23. Watch this. Say demons, they press their neck in the night. So they say they should read Psalm 91. Sorry. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. They will now quote it. Then they will even open that verse and put it. Put on the pillow and put their head. The demon will come and shift the Bible as he press their neck. No, I read Bible. I even use it for pillow. That's not the one that will help you. It's not the one in your head. It's the revelation of the truth in your heart. The one that has become personal to you. The word you have encountered. The word you have found. He said, his truth shall become your shield and buckler. He said, take with you the sword of the Spirit, which is the rhema of God. It is the rhema of God you have found by revelation. That personal word that becomes your sword. That's the one you use to fight the good fight of faith and get victory. Are you getting this? It's very important. When this thing enter you, even you know, he said the entrance of your word giveth light. It giveth understanding to the simple. Even you will know, and it will show even in your dream. I once had a dream, one demonic, diabolic man that looks like an agent of darkness fired, was removed arrow and fired arrow towards me in the dream. He stood like that, fired arrow, and I was looking at him and I was just laughing. Hi! Oh, I was just laughing at him. And in that dream, there was a scripture that was burning in my heart. It said, no weapon. That one a weapon. Whether man made or demon made. Whether made by man or made by demons. Say no weapon fashioned against me. That was the only scripture that my eyes were seeing. In that was why I was laughing. No fear! And then he shot the arrow. I saw the arrow coming my direction from him. And then I started, I said, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against me, I condemn. And then the arrow bent like this, redirected, went back to the person. I entered inside the person, back to send. Word encounters, even in your dream it will show. Why is it that anytime you dream, they are always pursuing you? Why are you running? Should I tell you why you are running? Because you were afraid. That means there is something you've not yet found in the word. Go and sit down with the word of God. Let it enter your spirit. I'm telling you, if it enters, the dream will change. You will be the one chasing them. I'm telling you the truth. You will be the one chasing them.
Liabato sefelete embrekete. Encounters with the word. Aligobora palataya.
Give me 2 Timothy 3 verse 14. 2 Timothy 3 14. Are you learning something?
But continue in the things which thou hast learned.
Watch this.
And has been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Did you notice something there? It's one thing to learn. It's another thing to be assured of what you have learned. Many are at the level of just learning. They've not graduated to the level of being assured. That's being convinced, completely convinced about that truth that you have learned. Being fully persuaded. That's the meaning of being assured of. Now give me NIV. NIV brought it better. NIV, watch this. So you stay in the word, meditating until you find, until you have word encounters that causes faith to come alive, crystallizes your conviction. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of. Let me ask you a question. The things you have learned, are you yet convinced of them? When you are convinced of them and fully persuaded, nobody can talk you out of them. Nobody. Nobody can make you doubt them. Are you listening? Shalabako sefeletea. Imbrakata suvele kidoko burukutu brakata. Ilagabagadigi bregedia. Jelito poletiza bagadanda kofrandia. Continue the things you have learned and have become convinced of. Give me Hebrews 11:13. Are you learning something? Encounters. You see, I'm not rushing this teaching. No. Encounters in the word. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off. Can you see? They saw it. The patriarchs of old. They were persuaded of them. Can you see? When you see those revelations, you become fully persuaded. When you find them, when you encounter, you become fully persuaded. Are you getting me? They saw them from afar off. They were persuaded of them, and then they embraced them. That's emotional response. Then they confess that they were strangers and pilgrims. Is this why some of our confessions are too dry? They even look like a lie, even though they are quoting Bible. It's because those confessions are not product of encounters in the word. When somebody that has encounters in the word is making confession, there is a difference compared to somebody that just have theoretical head knowledge of the word confessing them. The two are not the same. Watch this. Look at their confession. It's a product of what? Encounters in the world. They saw those promises from afar. They what? Were fully persuaded. They embraced them. They were even emotional about it. It touched their emotion. There was emotional reaction and response. Then they confessed. A robust, vibrant confession, not a lean one, not a lethargic confession. Somebody is very sick, pain all over the body. By his stripes I am here. By his stripes I am here. Jesus, by his stripes. Oh boy, you go die that way. I'm telling you the truth. You better look for help. You go die that way. But when you have found something in those healing scriptures from meditation, when you have encountered those truths in reality, there will be a difference to your confession. I I am the healed of the Lord, from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. Jesus himself took the headache, he took the pain. And then as you are saying it, you are seeing what you are saying. You are seeing Jesus. Are you getting this thing? You are not just talking, you are speaking from personal revelation. Himself took.
Bishop Oyedepo said when he meditated on that screen, he actually saw Jesus took it. He saw it in a vision. So tell me, people like that, Ayagabadaya, which devil can kill them through sick? He said he literally saw it in vision from the word. Himself took. So how can I have what he took? Pastor David Biomi said he suffered from injection so much. Malaria, analgene. Those days it was analgene injection. Very painful. So every single time injection, he said he got tired one day, he carried the Bible and started, is there no solution here to this sickness, malaria today, typhoid tomorrow? Something has to be done. So he then saw Matthew 8:17, himself took. Then he said, come, took. The Holy Spirit asked him, is this present tense? Is it future tense? Is it past tense? He said, it is not even past tense, it is past participle. He didn't say himself is taking. He didn't say he's going to take. So it's not a future promise. He didn't even say, he's taking. He said he took. And then he saw it. He said he walked out of sickness following that rhema, the light. Somebody say word encounters. I wanted to enter spectacular encounters today, but I cannot enter today. We enter tomorrow. You see how rich only one point is. Because I want your life to change. Stop having theoretical knowledge of scriptures. Let this thing become real to you. Sit down with this truth. Let it enter. Let it enter. The entrance of thy word giveth light. And when you encounter it, it will enter. When you encounter God in scriptures, it will enter. They are life to those that find them. Rise to your feet. Rise to your feet. Otaka barakata. The people that do know their God, they shall be strong. They shall do exploit. Shalabagadaya. Mande brekete kete kete kete. Rokopokoto. Jesus is a living logos. Is a living word. Hebrews 4 verse 12 is Moffat's translation that said the word of God is a living thing. What is the living thing there? God himself. The word of God is a living thing. So what is the living thing? God himself. Are you listening? Palido Boraka Pataya. So that this book will cease to be a dry book to you. Boring and dry. No, not when you are having encounters. Not when the floodlight of heaven is turned on. Am I communicating? Shalabako Sovrahadia. It's the Holy Spirit that gives you supernatural revelations, light, insight, penetrative insight from scriptures. As you meditate and study, the Holy Ghost quickens the word to you, causing it to come alive to you. Encounters in the word, they create conviction and full persuasion, causing your faith to come alive. Maligo Barakata is the Holy Spirit that gives you the spirit of wisdom, knowledge, understanding that enables you to see revelations
and receive light, illumination, penetrative insight from the word. Palakutekeba. Though word encounters may not appear spectacular, but they are very supernatural, very supernatural. An encounter in the word is equal to an encounter with God himself, because God and his word are one and the same. Are you listening? And I told you yesterday that Jesus prefers to appear or reveal himself to us through the scriptures. We saw it in John 24. Those disciples on the way to Emmaus, Jesus appeared to them, yet he was pointing them to the scriptures. It's God's preferred way to reveal himself to us. Am I communicating? May the Lord draw you into a deep and intimate relationship with him through his word. May God open the eyes of your understanding so that you will begin to encounter God in his word like never before. In the name of Jesus. Pratos Gaba. Genesis 3 verse 8. You will hear, the Bible says, the voice of the Lord came walking. They heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. The voice of the Lord walking. That means he's a person. Listen. Go beyond. Listen. There is a voice of God behind his word. Are you listening? Okay. Psalm 29 verse 3. There is a voice of God that accompanies his word. Some people just hear the word, but they don't hear the voice. They don't get to encounter the person behind the word. Am I communicating? There is a voice of God behind his word. Look at this. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters of the word. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. So as you meditate and study the word, expect an encounter with the voice of the author of the word. Are you listening? You can hear God through his word. His word is the principal channel he speaks to us. God can speak to you through the pages of scriptures because his voice accompanies his word. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. His voice, the voice of his majesty, is authoritative. It's different from the still small voice of your human conscience. The voice of the Holy Spirit is not a still small voice. It's an authoritative voice. Still small voice is your own human spirit. God speaking to you through your human spirit. So you hear it as a still small voice, but there are times God speaks to you direct, the Holy Spirit. His voice is majestic, authoritative. Are you getting this? The Lord is upon many waters. Next verse. The voice of the Lord is powerful. Palakataya. The word is alive and full of power. No wonder he say his word carries healing power, deliverance power. He sent forth his word, it healed them. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. Next verse. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars of... It breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. Why? Because the voice of the Lord is powerful. It takes power to break the cedars of Lebanon. All of God's power is resident in his word. Next verse. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon, Syrian like a young unicorn. Verse 7. The voice of the Lord divided the flames of fire. It doesn't matter the fiery situation, affliction you find yourself. When you assess the voice of God through his word, you will divide those flames of fire. Kadido Bakadaya. Next verse. 8. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. Verse 9. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calf. And discovered the forest. In his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. Go beyond just reading Bible and studying Bible to encountering the voice of the Lord that is behind his word. Are you listening? Even when you sit under anointed ministration, there are certain preparations for encounter. Maybe I should be able to enter tomorrow. There are certain preparations. You prepare your heart for encounter. I told you, encounters don't happen casually. It takes a serious approach. You must be hungry for it. You prepare yourself for it. Because the same set of people can hear the same message, but it will have different effect on them, depending on their level of preparation for the word encounter. Are you getting me? There are certain necessary preparations. Malakuteke barakatai. Pastor was preaching in church and somebody heard the name of the wife he's supposed to marry. And Bible, pastor was reading John chapter 2, the wedding in Cana of Galilee. And this brother has been praying, Lord, which one? Is he in Kechi? Is he this one? Is he that one? He was not sure of God's will. But because he prepared his heart for an encounter, he heard the voice of God. As the word was being preached, the pastor did not give any word of knowledge. The pastor did not mention his case. The pastor was just preaching the word. But he heard the voice of God telling him who to marry. That was an encounter. Encounter in the word. Has it not happened to you? You came for glory service and do as the word is being ministered. I didn't necessarily mention your case. But suddenly, boom, you just knew the will of God. You knew what God wanted you to do. That was an encounter you had as the word was being ministered. I want you to lift up your voice. Father, grace to encounter you in your word. Grace to encounter your voice. Your voice. The grace to encounter you, to encounter your voice. As I receive the word, as I study the word, as I meditate on the word, can you lift up your voice? Kalido bora palatai, zoom rekida, alabagadia, sampalatoni, ila branda kapatai, liketeke brekete, eliko barando kofrigida katai, zupulatia, e palatano prosketila. Come on, lift up your voice. Grace to encounter your voice. The voice of the Lord is upon many waters. Lido barakata. I refuse to just hear the word. I hear your voice behind the word. Giving me directions, giving me instructions, giving me guidance. He said the voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of power. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. Lift up your voice, Father, grace to encounter you in your word. Anoint my eyes with eye salves that I may see revelation, I may receive insight. Let the eyes of my understanding be flooded with light. An encounter in your word, Allah take a vision to encounter you. Grace to encounter.
encounter you in your word from the pages of scriptures. Esule, Efelatu, Akapateni, Irakapakadia, Suprakatai. The Bible says, and the Lord appeared, 1 Samuel 3:21. The Lord appeared unto Samuel in Shiloh. And how did the Lord appear? The Lord appeared unto him. How? He says, the Lord appeared by the word of the Lord. The Lord appeared by his word. The Lord revealed himself to Samuel by his word. Father, reveal yourself to me. Help me to encounter you. He said, they are life to those that find them. They are life to those that meet them, that encounter them, those that discover them by revelation. The Bible talked about the patriarchs in the Old Testament. They saw the promises from afar. They were fully persuaded. They embraced them. And they confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims. Their confession was born out of encounters. It was born out of encounters, word encounters, revelatory encounters in the world. Shelemondia, Alapakido Presketia, Fraskatomekida Halabati. Ephesians 1:17, Amplified Version. Rotikilo Barakatai. Paul prayed for the church at Ephesus. He said that God, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give me an amplified. He said, for I always pray to God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, that he may grant you a spirit of wisdom and revelation, of insight into mysteries and secrets. There are mysteries in the world. There are secrets in the world that you must access by the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Allah Yabagada, in the deep and intimate knowledge of him. Next verse. Kalido Borakapata. He said, by having the eyes of your heart flooded with light. This is what brings about encounters. This is talking about encounters in the world. He said, by having the eyes of your heart flooded with light. The light of the Holy Ghost. Spiritual illumination. So that you can know and understand the hope to which he has called you. How rich is his glorious inheritance in the saints. And then the exceeding greatness of his power. So that you will no longer be confused about your calling, purpose and destiny. So that you will know your inheritance and enjoy them. So that you will take advantage of them and step into them. So that you will know, verse 19, what is the exceeding greatness of his power? So that you can know and understand what is the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of his power. In our verse, believe us, demonstrated in the working of his mighty power that raised Jesus from the dead. I want you to lift up your voice. Father, by the oppression of the spirit of wisdom and revelation, grant me insight into mysteries and secrets concerning your word. Open my eyes that I may see. Flood the eyes of my heart with your light. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you. Let your eyes be anointed with eye salves. In the name of Jesus, from this day henceforth, I launch you into a realm of endless encounters.
the word. In the name of Jesus. As you study, as you read, as you meditate on the word of God, I decree and declare, let every scale fall off your eyes. Begin to see revelations. Begin to find revelations. Get access into mysteries and secrets. Receive grace for revelation. Receive grace for wisdom. Receive grace to assess insights, mysteries into secrets. The Bible says the voice of the Lord is upon the waters. I pray for you from this day henceforth, as you fellowship with the word, or as you sit under the teaching and preaching of the word, let the voice of God that accompanies his word, let that voice come to you expressly. I command your eyes and ears be opened to hear his voice in the name of Jesus. You will not struggle to hear God again. I say you will not struggle to hear God again. The voice of God will be clear for you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I bless you with the peace of God. I bless you with grace for supernatural progress and advancement. I bless you with grace for unending enlargement. I bless you with grace for supernatural prosperity. Receive grace to walk in realms of divine favors. You are highly favored. You are surrounded with favor like as with a shield. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name.
We believe you're blessed by this message. Our goal is to raise a glory generation that will walk in kingdom dominion and manifest the word of God as a lifestyle. To download more messages by Dr. Lucas Agon King or to partner with us, please visit www.avalancheofglory.org. Subscribe to our YouTube and Telegram channel. Also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the Avalanche of Glory Ministries International. Call 080-6530-2610 or 070-3699-1158 for more information. We love and celebrate you.